Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Last week, we started a new series on Have You Patience? So we will continue on this week, but before we do, before we move on, let us go ahead and do two things. The first thing, my friend, is let us go ahead and open up our spirit to the real teacher, the Holy Spirit. Now, my friend, I am not the teacher. I am a dispenser of the truth. But the Holy Spirit, now He is the real teacher. And two, let us go ahead and do a quick little review from last week to get our spirit moving in the right direction. So from last week, we established most, if not all, folks in the world have little to no patience. All we think and we say we do until we are put in the fire, or until we're put under pressure, or we are hurt in some way. Then our true nature comes forth, and out of our mouth speaks our heart. Also, we saw where patience is commendable for those who have allowed God to work a bit of patience in them through His dealings and His judgments. And even in through some experiences, as I shared my 31-hour train ride one way to Constanza, Romania from Stuttgart, Germany back in 1997. And we also learned that patience is a command from God. Brother Paul shared with us, follow after it. Amen? Follow after patience. If not, then we will follow after impatience. And then we finished up last week talking about a threefold requirement for patience on the part of a believer. And the first fold was patience toward all men. The second fold was patience toward God. And the third fold was patience toward ourselves. Amen? Okay, let's go ahead and get started with what the Lord has for us today. In 1 Thessalonians 5:14, we are commanded to be patient toward all men. Paul shares, now we exhort, that word exhort is command or encourage you, brethren. Warn them that are unruly. Confront the feeble-minded. Now, feeble-minded are not mentally ill people, but they are people that are faint of heart. Support the weak. And here it is, be patient toward all men. Now, when the Bible says all men, it means all men. It doesn't mean some or it doesn't mean a few. It means all men. You know, we all are so different in our natures and our temperamental qualities. And first, you know, very often we are concerned with people and our outward conditions before we get very near God or understand even our own heart and our own needs. We must be patient toward people who are wrong. Let me say that again. We must be patient toward people who are wrong. Many find a difficulty here. Confusion is caused by thinking that to be patient towards such a one, the person that is wrong, that we must sanction the wrong or uphold the person in their evil way. But oh no, to be patient does not mean we are to compromise or let down the truth or the standard of moral or ethical values. We are to be quiet and let God work. He has the situation well in hand and is all wise. No doubt He has a sense of justice and righteousness, just as we do also. But He has something more. He has what we so sorely lack in situations like this. He is so much more long-suffering and so much kinder than us. You know, when we think of the great spiritual characters in the Bible, we often think that they had it all. They were fully mature and they always moved as God would, but not so, my friend. No one in the Bible was more loved than Moses by the Jewish people. I mean, after all, he was the father of the law, and he led the children of Israel out of 430 years of Egyptian bondage and then into the wilderness for 40 years of dealing with millions of stiff-necked, unfaithful people. And yes, even Moses did not have all patience worked in his life. In Psalms 106, verses 32 and 33, we read where they, the children of Israel, angered Moses, also at the water of strife. so that it went ill with Moses and for the children of Israel's sake, because they provoked him. They provoked his spirit so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. In other words, Moses grumbled and he complained under his breath. In Exodus 15:23, it says, "And when they came to Mirah, they could not drink of the water of Mirah, for they, the children of Israel, and not the water, they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Mirah." Can you imagine wandering and walking in the desert and needing water? I have been in the Islamic Republic of the Mauritania in the desert there and almost died from lack of water. So I have tasted a little bit of what Moses and the children of Israel experienced. But notice, it was not the water that was bitter. It was the people. The people were bitter. Wow. When we get impatient, we get over into bitterness. In Luke 9:54-55, we find the sons of thunder, James and John, were not patient towards all men. We read, "And when his disciples, James and John, saw," and what they saw was Jesus not being received into a village in Samaria, "they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he," Jesus, "turned and rebuked him and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of." Now, Jesus did not tell the disciples what he thought about the Samaritans, but he did turn the disciples' attention to the question of their own spiritual attitude. This evidently meant more than a miracle to Jesus. Our attitude, and especially our integrity, is far more important than some miracle to Jesus. As a matter of fact, our character, especially our integrity, is God's number one focus in our lives. But when we are impatient with people, it only highlights our lack of understanding and wisdom of the situation that is at hand. The sons of thunder missed the real work of Jesus, what he was doing in the lives of the people in Samaria. And so are we when we are impatient with people. But when we lack patience, we lack judgment. Make no mistake, my friend, Jesus knows how to run his kingdom and how to merit out justice. He takes care of his glory. Amen? He takes care of his glory. He is so wonderfully concerned with our spiritual attitudes and set of our will. But one of the toughest areas when being patient toward all men is when we must bear with the young and the impatient, those people. We exercise this grace in nature every day. We are willing to let the green apples hang on and even enjoy the sunlight and rain until harvest time. We patiently wait, knowing that green apples do not necessarily mean poor apples or even bad apples. They are good apples, but still in the process of development. Young believers, and even older ones that I know, have moods and cycles of experience, characteristics, and perfectly normal phases of spiritual development. We, the more mature, have to be patient while each passes through their phase of spiritual growth and development. Did you know failure on the part of a Christian or a believer can be their greatest blessing? If failure is handled right in our heart, it can breed tolerance in our heart. Let me say that again. If failure is handled right in our heart, it can breed tolerance in our heart. Having failed, they are not so fast to, you know, to judge. You know, the older we grow, the more mellow our spirit is to become, or it should be. And tolerance and understanding should come into their own. Just last week, a young pastor and I exchanged emails over the topic of joy. Manifestation of spirit, or a fruit of the spirit, as Galatians says. I'm not sure who got the best out of the one-upmanship, but as I was writing this teaching, the Holy Spirit let me know I, the senior, was not patient with the junior. So I had two choices: to apologize or ignore. I apologized, and all I got back was a thumbs up. But that's okay. I did the right thing, and he is still young. You know, a man cannot give what he does not have. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous day, and this word patience has worked patience into your life in some way, and we look forward to tuning in next week, and may God bless you. Amen.